We are the Pop Grillers, and this festive season, I watch 31 Die Hard derivatives. Welcome to the party, pal! It's Die Hard at a ski resort! Again! The last time Sean Astin was in a Die Hard scenario, he was a teenager at boarding school in one of my formative film-watching favourites, Toy Soldiers. Now he's all grown up, he's a 20-something slacker ski patroller with daddy-in-law issues. Mid to late 90s and pre-Lord of the Rings early 2000s were fallow years for poor Astin. You feel it in his performance in Icebreaker. It's as if he's gone full method here, as he's definitely phoning this one in from the side of the mountain. To be fair, his protagonist Matt Foster doesn't really have to make much effort, as the plan put in place by Bruce Campbell's terminally ill bad guy Grieg is quite possibly the most ineptly planned and executed heist stroke hostage scenario I've seen amongst any of these derivatives, or perhaps even ever committed to celluloid. I still don't really understand what his endgame was. The film itself is just so static. It's frozen stiff. Hardly anything happens whilst everyone stands or sits around talking for the longest time. It manages to find some energy for its final 30 minutes, but it wastes it on some of the worst green screen snowboarding you could ever see and the longest 4-minute countdown in recorded history. 4? More like 40. This movie also features one of the most annoying supporting sidekick characters I've had the misfortune to encounter since Sean Sullivan starred in Ski Patrol as Suicide, courtesy of Mark Keppel's Beck. Flippin' heck, his buffoonish character, plus Rick Kincaid's fusty resort manager Clay, I guess are there as comic relief. How anyone thought the performances were amusing though, beggars belief. Sometimes a film is so bad it's good. Icebreaker is a film so bad, it's ludicrously awful. I understand there's a Riff Tracks coverage of this in existence. I imagine its deadpan dissection does wonders to lift the otherwise dreadful viewing experience. What I should have done is watch that instead. So my Christmas present to you today, on Christmas Day, is to make sure you avoid this movie. Ho, ho. Holy shit, it's awful. What you should do is make sure you subscribe, because it's to your advent itch not to miss all the festive treats we have in store for you. Because even though you finish your chocolates in your advent calendar, the Pop Gorillas keep delivering. Yippee-ki-yay, movie lovers.